This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver. There's no parking and riding at another Milwaukee County lot. The state DOT says they're closing the College Avenue park and ride lot as they try and deal with escalating safety issues and illegal camping. The decision follows a 42% increase in emergency calls to the park and ride lots compared to last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there. And he did it early in that first drive. And I think everybody could see him struggling. It got to a point where we didn't feel like, and he didn't feel like he could protect himself.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turn their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
Gotta improve our offense, gotta improve our defense. We're not playing well. We have to be better. It doesn't matter if it's game one, game three, game 50. Gotta keep coming together as a team. Keep on taking care of the ball. Keep on being aggressive. Find ways to play faster. I think we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite a prolific run that has spanned decades, actor Liam Neeson says he is done with the action film genre. The 72-year-old actor and star of the Taken films, among many others, says age is catching up with him. But the fact that he has made so many action movies is remarkable, and even more remarkable that they all have pretty much the same plot in which he seeks revenge on those who threaten or kill his family members. The genius is that he gets his revenge from film to film by changing locations. Various cities, countries, cars, trains, planes, and even a snowplow. If you're looking for a film that has some action but is a little more plausible, check out In the Land of Saints and Sinners from 2023. Not a bad watch. Speaking of old white guys, season 2 of The Old Man wrapped with a cliffhanger last week, and Jeff Bridges is already hinting at a season 3. Bridges plays CIA operative Dan Chase on the FX show, which drew 2 primetime Emmy nominations. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie-going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Helena Bonham Carter and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. A few scattered showers, maybe a thundershower tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, 79. We will cool down with scattered rain possible again by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.